of Christ, that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But in verse 2, as it begins that prophecy about the coming of Christ, it says that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. As I was looking over the musical program for this morning, I saw this emphasis about light, at least in the songs that the choir was singing. One of the songs was entitled Celtic Gloria, and part of the words say, "Come celebrate joy, all ye people of light." God's promise, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world, is taking our darkness away. It also sang Bethlehem Light, which has a little town of Bethlehem in it, and that hymn says, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. You know that the world is a dark place. Because of sin, we live in darkness. And it's interesting, the Bible says that because of sin, our minds are darkened. Paul, writing to the Ephesian church, says, This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. And he's writing to those who have been saved, and he says, don't live like the unbelievers around you. They walk in the vanity of their mind, the emptiness of their mind, having their understanding darkened. That they don't think rightly, they don't reason correctly, they don't have the right knowledge. Their mind, their thinking has been darkened because of sin, and they live differently because of that. But you know, it's interesting to think about this, the fact that we live in the midst of a dark world, a world whose mind has been darkened by sin, and therefore an unbelieving world doesn't think rightly about things, and so when they try to figure out how everything came into being, they come to the conclusion that, you know, there's no God who created everything, and so we come up with a theory about evolution. There's darkness in men's minds about how everything began. I saw a bumper sticker this week that said this, "The earth doesn't belong to us, we belong to the earth." Well, that's a misunderstanding of God's creation and our place in it. But that's part of the darkness of men's minds because of sin. And we have today darkness in our society about gender. There's confusion about gender identity. There's darkness about marriage and family and what constitutes marriage and a family. There's darkness about sexuality, and there's perversion in our society today that's being embraced as a positive thing and right. And there's even darkness about God. And there, the belief that there are many gods, and darkness about salvation, that there's many ways to get to heaven if people even believe there is a heaven. And so there's darkness in the world. Men's minds are darkened, so they don't think rightly about life and our existence here and our purpose and all that goes on. And because of that, our actions are darkened as well. Sin has permeated our world, and the Bible speaks about the way of the wicked as darkness. And by the way, the wicked are any who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior. And they walk in darkness. And we were told in Romans 13:12, if we know Christ, we're to cast off the works of darkness, the old way of living, the life of sin. And we're not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And so we see men committing all kinds of ungodliness and wickedness and atrocities, and all the sinful actions of men is due to the fact of the darkness that is in their life because of sin. And by the way, this morning we all either are a part of that darkness or we were a part of that darkness. Doesn't mean that we embraced everything that was anti-biblical in our thinking, or that we embraced every ungodly action. But the Bible is very clear that all of us, everyone who is born into this world, is born in sin, and we're born into that darkness. And until we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, we continue to live in that darkness. So we don't understand rightly the issues of life because we can't think rightly because our minds are darkened because of sin. And we don't always make the right choices or do the right thing because our actions are characterized and influenced by the darkness of sin. When we get saved, we are reminded that if you know Christ as Savior, you used to be darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, and you're to live like those who are walking in the light. And we were delivered, the Bible says, from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ when we believed on Him as Savior. And you know, the world today is seeking light. They're just seeking it in the wrong places. They're not coming to the source of light. And so there's all this confusion in our world today, and there's all this darkness that is there. But you know, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God loves men who are living in the midst of that darkness. And because God loves us, in spite of the darkness, and the darkness is our fault, when God created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, they were in a perfect environment. They were living in the light, but they chose to sin against God, disobey God, and that's what brought all this darkness into the world. And everybody is born into that darkness. But God loved us so much that He gave us His Son, the One who is light and who brought the light of the truth of God into this world. God loved us so much that He gave His Son, and He came as light into the midst of the darkness. When Isaiah prophesied about the coming of Christ, again, he talked about the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, that Christ would come as light to shine in the midst of that darkness. When Jesus was born, those that welcomed His birth spoke of Him as the light that God sent into the world. Zechariah, who would be the father of John the Baptist, who would be the one who would prepare the way for Jesus, said that the birth of Jesus, in that birth, God was giving light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. He's quoting Isaiah 9 and verse 2. And Simeon, who welcomed the baby Jesus in the temple, said that Jesus was a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people, God's people, Israel. Jesus is the light. He is the truth of God in human flesh, and He came to bring the truth of God. Jesus said of Himself, "I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And so, we either are living today in darkness, or we have embraced the light. But the reality is that, you know, we have to come to the light. We were born in darkness. And the only way that we can overcome the darkness of sin in our lives is to come to the light of God. Amen. This past Friday night, power went out at our house. The transformer outside our house blew. And so we were in the dark, and we didn't have electricity, so we're not only in the dark, we're in the cold. And you know, we had to make a choice, and we had a choice. We could sit there in the dark and in the cold and just endure it and continue, or we could do something about it. We chose the latter. We didn't choose to stay there in the darkness. Actually, we did two things. Number one, we contacted the power company and said, "Our lights are out. Our power's out. Can you fix it?" And we made provision. We did what we could to see that the lights were turned back on. And then we decided, you know, there's no point sitting here in the darkness, in the cold. We may as well get out. We went to find a place where there was light and heat. We weren't content to stay in the darkness. We wanted to go to the light. And the same thing is true spiritually. We're in darkness, and we can choose to stay in that darkness, live our life in that darkness, and then go out into eternity and spend eternity in the darkness of hell, separated from the light of God. Or we can choose to go to the light. God's light is salvation. God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has provided salvation. And when we admit that we're in the dark, and we want to be in the light, And we want God's forgiveness for our sin and for our darkness. And we want to come into His light. We want to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. When we're willing to admit to God that we're in the dark and that we need and want the light, and we come to God confessing our sin and believing on Jesus Christ and His death on Calvary as the payment for that sin, and we ask God to forgive us, He does so. And then we are brought into the light. And today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you are still in darkness. But you don't have to stay in that darkness, just like we didn't have to stay in the darkness on Friday night. You can choose to go to the light. You can choose to come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on Him as your Savior, and ask God to save you, and He will bring you into the light. And you will spend eternity with God in heaven, in the light. The Bible says that in eternity that Jesus will be the light of heaven. For all of eternity, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ will be the light of that eternal city wherein we will dwell. And so this, you know, this choice about darkness is not just a choice about now, this life. It's a choice about eternity. Am I going to live in darkness or light forever and ever and ever? But let me say a word even to those of us who have believed on Jesus Christ as our Savior. We still have to make a choice about whether we've come to the light for salvation, but we still have that old nature that is still has a lot of that darkness. And so on the one hand, we're children of light, but we need to live then as children of light. We need to continue to embrace the light, continue to walk in the light, and that light is the truth of God. And so we need to continue to come to the light. Again, continue to admit that, you know what, I don't have all the answers about life. Because when I was born into this world, I was born in darkness. And it is only through the light of the Lord Jesus Christ and the light of His Word that I can be delivered even from the continuing darkness in my life. But I have to, even as a Christian, be willing to admit that, you know what, I still have a lot of darkness. My thinking about the issues of life, if I just go by what I naturally think, my thinking is not right. And I need God to change my thinking. I need God to help me to think in terms of light, truth, God's truth. But I'm not going to do that until I'm willing to admit that I don't have all the answers, that I don't have the light, and ask God to give me the light, the truth, that will continue to move me out of the darkness and more into the light of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 3, this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You know, we don't like to admit that we're wrong. Even after we're saved, we don't like to admit that we're wrong. We don't want to admit that something that I'm doing or something that I'm thinking actually is not right, is not what God wants me to do or not how God wants me to think. Matter of fact, sometimes we can even try to hide from God. We don't read our Bibles. We don't get around other Christians. We don't go to church because I don't want to hear that there might be something wrong in my life that needs to change. But until we're willing to come to the light and let, you know, the Bible says that the light reproves our darkness. It exposes our darkness. If we come to the light, our deeds are reproved. God's light shows us the darkness in our life. Jesus went on to say, he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so today God is calling us to the light. And so we need to admit our darkness and believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior, and then let the light of God through His Word bring us out of even more darkness, more and more into the light. But let me say one other word this morning to those who have believed on Jesus Christ as Savior. Not only do we need to come to the light that our life might continue to change and we would walk more and more in the light of God, but we also have an obligation to carry the light to those who are still in darkness. God loves all of us, and God loved all of us who know Him as Savior. God loved us in our darkness when we were walking in darkness, and He loves all these people out here who don't know Jesus Christ, who are still walking in darkness. And by the way, they're in darkness because they don't know Jesus Christ. And our job is to carry the light to them and show them the light of God's truth, to show them that there is a way out of their darkness. But you know what we often do, if we know Christ as Savior, we look at the people in darkness and say, boy, look at that darkness in their life. I mean, they are ugly. I don't want to have anything to do with them because they're in the darkness. Thank God I'm in the light. And we shun them, or we criticize them, or we condemn them because they're walking in the darkness, when the reality is the reason they're in darkness is because they don't have the light of the truth. And so we've got it, and we need to give it to them. We need to tell them, hey, here's light. Let me say, I found the light. Let me lead you to the light. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God loves those people in darkness, and God has called you, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, to be a light to them. Not to criticize them, not to condemn them, but to show them their darkness in a loving way, to show them that they're in the darkness and to show them that there is light, and that if they'll simply turn to the light, they can come out of their darkness into the light of God. And by the way, let me encourage you this morning, if you're a light bearer, if you know Christ as Savior and your obligation is to be light to people in darkness, you're not responsible for how they respond. If they're in darkness and you come to them and you lovingly share with them a message of light and invite them to come to the light, they also have to choose. They can choose to stay in darkness or they can choose to come to the light. But I'm not responsible. You're not responsible for the choice they make. They are. Your responsibility is to shine the light of truth into their life. And then they can either accept it or reject it, and God is the one that they'll have to answer to for what they do with the light, not you and me. So let me ask you this morning, have you come to the light of salvation? Have you come to that place where you admitted, you know what, I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior. I can't save myself. I know that the only Savior is Jesus, and I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. Have you done that? Has there been a time in your life where you admitted to God that you were a sinner and that you needed His forgiveness and His salvation and you believed that Jesus was your Savior and you trusted Christ as your Savior? If you haven't done that, this morning before you leave, please talk to me or someone here that you have confidence in that can share with you further the truth we're talking about, how to be saved and know it. Don't leave here without coming to the light of salvation. And by the way, don't worry about this lunch. This lunch is not more important than your salvation. And we'll skip lunch to tell you how to be saved and to help you to trust Christ as your Savior today. But if you have trusted Christ, are you walking in the light? Are you coming to God and His Word and admitting your darkness and asking God to show you more and more light, so that you can live more and more a life that's pleasing to Him, living in the light of God's truth? And then are you spreading light to those around you? If you know Christ as Savior, you're walking in the light. Do you care enough about those around you who are in darkness to share the light with them? Don't hide your light under a basket, but let your light shine before men, that they can see that you have a Heavenly Father who loves them too, and that will save them and bring them out of darkness into the light if they will believe on Him. Christmas is a time of celebrating the fact that God's love for us was so great that in spite of our darkness, He sent light in the person of Jesus Christ that we might be delivered from our darkness and brought into the light. Let's all stand together for prayer. Our Father, we thank You that though the darkness was our fault, our choice, when we sinned against you. We thank you, Father, that in your great love for us, you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring the light of truth and the light of the gospel into this dark world. Thank you, Father, for that day when it dawned upon us that we were in darkness and there was light available. And by your grace, we came to the light. We received Jesus Christ as Savior. But Father, no doubt there's someone here this morning in a group this size. There is no doubt someone who has never truly believed on Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father, you love them and you want them to enjoy the light. Father, may they come to you and receive your free gift of salvation. And Father, may your Holy Spirit so convict them this morning of their need to be saved and trouble their heart to the point where they wouldn't leave this morning without talking to someone who can help them settle the matter of their salvation. Lord, for those who know Christ, help us to walk in the light and to share that light with others. Lord, at this Christmas time, remind us that Christ is the light and stir our hearts afresh about the need to share that light with others. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.